Back in, we're at Extreme Grand Prix in Raytown. Racing underway for the Raytona 500. Is Ray on the track?
Motes?
Ray is on the track. He may be the time to beat.
Who knows, man? The NHRA Hall of Famer at 78 years old is out there racing. Here he comes, and here comes Motes!
You don't have more than that? There you go.
That was the end of it?
That was it?
Yeah, he's driving like a 78-year-old. What do you want
me
to say?
Wow. Them's fighting words.
He's got his blinker on.
He's going to take you down after he's done racing. Uh-oh, this could get ugly.
Sitting real close to the wheel, barely peering over it with the blinker on the
whole
time.
Get out of the way. I got to get my Metamucil.
Wow. Wow, you may light you on fire when we're done.
He may. That would be good. That would be the highlight of the morning.
Ray driving the only station wagon go-kart that I have out here.
Wow. Wow, Ray, you win this thing, Ray. Hall of Famer.
Somebody right now, that's not nice to make fun
Hall of
old
fame
people.
Drag racer Ray Motes.
I was going to go with Rascal Scooter, but I'm
there you go.
You
I'm
guys
good
are
with that.
Knocking him down. Jeez.
I can hear my mother right now. Your father and I are old.
Yes, you are. I'll handle that. Your mom can finally be mad at me. 8 o'clock hour prize, your chance to win an MVP golf card, $340 worth of golf on this card. Courses like Adams Point, Heart of America Golf Academy, Sport Memorial, Minor Park, and Sycamore Ridge. Two rounds at each of the five courses. That's $340 worth of golf. And we're going to give it away to a listener just for listening and dialing.
Two things you need to listen and dial. But you could get an MVP golf cart for $99 on your own if you'd like. Go to getmyperks.com. But why do that when you could just win it just by listening and dialing?
Right.
The next time that you hear this drop.
I fall in love with dudes. I love dudes.
Yep.
Bob does love dudes. The next time you hear that drop, be caller number?
Quatre. Yeah.
That's four still, right?
Catra.
It'd be a cat is the correct pronunciation.
Catra.
I believe that's gato.
Yep, so four.
Caller number four, now that we've officially
we've made this
everybody.
Even more difficult.
The next time you hear that drop, be caller number four to 913-576-7610, and I will hook you. I won't, but Kets will. Kets will hook you up with an MVP golf cart.
K-State and UC Irvine today, 1 o'clock here on 610 Sports Radio. All-conference forward Dean Wade, doubtful with the injured foot, makes their long-term tournament run, Fesco, maybe a little bit more difficult. Although,
sure
I guess you just lean out, you give the old win one for the Dean Wade speech again. Whatever you did last year that got you to the Elite Eight,
right.
I guess Bruce Weber's going to have to dial that up again.
I guess he is. And you know, this kind of takes me back a little bit, Josh. And you were there before you were living in Kansas City, and you and I were actually at the same game and didn't know it at the time. Remember Kirk Heinrich against Holy Cross getting hurt in St. Louis in that 2002 NCAA tournament?
Uh-huh.
And that
it was yesterday.
It was just yesterday, 17 years ago, right? And Kirk Heinrich got hurt, goes down in that game. They end up sneaking by Holy Cross, and Kansas ends up making a run and gets to the Final Four that year and makes it all the way into – I guess they didn't make the national championship game. They got housed by Maryland that day. And I think that's kind of where we are with K-State. And if KU can take that type of game, survive in advance without Kirk Heinrich, I think that's something that K-State can do this weekend, because I think K-State obviously is a better team than UC Irvine, because they are the 4 seed and UC Irvine is the 13 seed. So I think K-State has got the players to do it. Xavier Sneed is going to be the guy for me that I need to see step it up. And I think he's got the ability to do it, man. He's a veteran player right now. He's got the opportunity, I think, to take over for what Dean Wade is going to be lacking and missing, and he can be the guy. And if he takes over and gets just, you know, 15 to 20 points today, I think K-State wins this game pretty handily, and then you see where you are in 2 days and whether or not you can get anything out of Wade, or if you're going to have to wait till next weekend if they should advance to the Sweet 16.
I fall in love with dudes. I love dudes.
You do love dudes. Let's start with Bruce Weber first, if we can, Cats. Bruce Weber, this was from a little bit earlier in the week. He just hasn't sounded optimistic the entire time about Dean Wade.
He's made some progress, but I would say he's doubtful. We can't put him in jeopardy. And he'd love to play. It's not him at all, but the injury was more severe than we ever anticipated. And it's gonna take a little time.
And he reemphasized that again yesterday, and basically, and they're still leaving it the door open, but it looks like a doubtful or no go type situation. The interesting part is Kentucky's had kind of a similar situation with PJ Washington.
Yep,
they went from the walking boot to they decided he was going to be out, and then they casted his foot.
Yeah.
So they may have to cut off a cast before the next game if they think he's going to have an opportunity to play. Haven't gone to that extent with Dean Wade, but they've been doing rehab each and every day, trying to get him healthy enough to go, but certainly a doubtful today.
Do you think Wade plays again for Kansas State?
No.
I don't either.
You know, you hope they're around long enough that you can continue to try to get him healthy, but this feels like an Embiid situation.
It does. That's another one
that ties in. Yeah. Like, Joel Embiid was like, well, if they get the next round, maybe. The next round didn't happen.
3 years later, they're still waiting for him to play.
And you never saw him play. Michael Watson, former UMKC star, joined us yesterday on the show. And actually, he's going to join us Thursdays ahead of all the rounds of the tournament to talk hoops. But he says it could be a tough run for K-State without Dean Wade.
They're just a different team when he's out there. He gives them that low post presence and that big who can score and can take the other big away from the basket that opens up the paint. And for me, that's huge, especially in a tournament, rebounding, offensive rebounding, and those extra efforts and second opportunities that you get. And with him out, they're just a different looking team. You saw that in the tournament as well. They can play, so they'll have a good run, a good stretch. But it's those clutch moments when Brown isn't scoring, or you know, and when they need somebody could come out there and get a bucket. We had it back when I played with Michael Jackson. I don't care how many shots I took or how many shots I missed. Michael Jackson was the stadium piece for UMKC, and that's how I see Wade. Wade was all conference player and the stadium piece for K-State, so it's going to be tough without him to really make a run.
You'd love to say they can do it again because they did it without him before, but that's tough to say. I mean, this is an all-conference guy. They are a different team without him. Good news, bad news, they did play towards the tail end of the season without him and have, I guess, learned to adjust, but they aren't the same team. They aren't the same danger, I don't think, for opponents with Dean Wade. Can they win a game or two? Possibly. But, boy, they could really use him, not necessarily today, although maybe they might need it today, but to get farther in this tournament.
It is weird to think, but like, it is a fortunate thing that last year they didn't have Dean Wade
sure.
and still made an Elite Eight, because at least in the back of your mind, you already know, hey, we've done this before. And you mentioned it as well, like they played the tail end of the season without Dean Wade as well. So it has to give you a little bit of a boost knowing that you've been able to do something like that before. But I think Michael is 100% right when if you're going to make a run at it, like you probably handle your first round matchup, second round matchup. But outside of that, if you're going to make a legitimate run at it, yeah, you're going to need a healthy Dean Wade.
Well, and I think so. What we talked about last hour with Cartier Jara, with his comments about Bruce Weber, and people are like, are we really buying into Bruce Weber? This is where it's important, guys, to have that buy-in for the players to their head coach, because when you lose a guy that is so valuable like this, it's very easy and human nature-ish to go, we don't stand a chance. But if you're a team that believes in what your head coach is doing and believing in what he's putting you in and positions that he's putting you in to be successful, you're going to have an opportunity to go out there and win. And that's why, if fans aren't necessarily buying into Bruce Weber, the fact that the players are buying into Bruce Weber, guys, I think is so very, very important, because when you lose a star player like this, you got to look around and go, coach, what are we going to do? And if you don't believe in your head coach, you're just going to go, whatever, dude. We're going to just go out there and do what we want to do, and you'd probably end up losing the game. But these guys believe in their head coach, and I think it's the belief that they have in their head coach that could help propel this team a little bit further into the tournament, even without arguably their best player.
Facing UC Irvine today, a team that's on a 16-game win streak. They've won 30 games. They lead their conference in defense, points per game allowed. This feels like a low-scoring, grinded-out defensive game. That's what Kansas State plays, especially without Dean Wade.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And I think it's probably going to be one of those games that is very boring for a lot of people. And you're going to go, oh, my God, this is a 45-40 type of final that we're going to see, you know, in this NCAA tournament. And it's one you're probably not going to want to watch again, and not one you're going to keep on your DVR. But it doesn't matter how you win. It all that matters is that you do win, and that you survive in advance. And you keep talking about, like, all these games that UC Irvine has won, and I'm looking at their schedule. Who have they played?
Big
they
played, West, you yeah. know,
they, know. They played somebody called CSUN, Hawaii, UCR, UCSB, LBSU.
Well, they play every CCF, school in California.
Hawaii again. I mean, you know.
A lot of good acronyms.
Yeah,
there.
like they haven't beaten anybody. I mean, they really haven't. And I know they've won a lot in a row. But I look at their schedule right now and I go, it's not a team
it's
that really
12,
scares
right?
me. And it's not a team, guys, that really played anybody in the non-conference. They beat Texas A&M by a point way back in the second game of the season, okay? They beat UTSA. They beat Tulane. You know, they had a game against, you know, Denver and Butler they lost to. They really don't have a test on their schedule that you look at and you go, okay, UC Irvine is tournament tested against good opponents because they really haven't played anybody good all year long. This will be the best opponent that UC Irvine faces this season, and it's not even close. And so that's why I think with K-State beating Kansas and playing Texas Tech twice a year and going toe-to-toe with all the teams in the Big 12 that K-State has played this season, they just have such a big advantage over UC Irvine because UC Irvine has never been in a moment that's big like K-State has been in before.
Would you call it a must-win game?
It is a must-win game, good. Absolutely.
I hate you.
Yeah.
You can hear it today.
For who?
Right?
K-State or UC Irvine?
I think it's just for K-State. The other one, they can take it or leave it. 1 o'clock today.
But you're joking. But it is like if K-State loses, then the Bruce Weber haters will come out of the woodwork.
Haters.
1 o'clock today here on 610 Sports Radio. Watch party today at Winning Streaks at Harrah's North Kansas City. Get on out, and then Bink will be broadcasting live after basketball today, live from Winning Streaks here on 610 Sports Radio. Aaron and Miriam is the winner of the MVP golf card, this hour's prize. Your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. It's Risk It for the Brisket. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Oh, folks, I'll tell you what, man. We've got Truck Month coming up and going on right now over at Bob Allen Ford, where you can get great deals not only on trucks but on everything at Bob Allen Ford. It means huge savings right now. How about a 2018 F-150? You can get them at Bob Allen Ford for up to $16,000 off. Or how about 0% for 72 months? Plus, they're even going to kick in a 5-year, 100,000-mile, no-charge powertrain warranty. And you can also save big on other vehicles as well over at Bob Allen Ford, like the 2018 Ford EcoSport SE, just $16,988 or zero down and just $279 a month. Find these deals and so much more only at Bob Allen Ford, Overland Park in Ottawa, Kansas, and online at BobAllenFord.com.
Wherever you go, however you go, for energy on the go, it's got to be 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, it works long, it tastes good, and with zero sugar and 4 calories, there's nothing holding you back. Fits in your pocket, fits in your backpack, fits your on-the-go life. Whether you're going to work, going on vacation, or just going out with friends, 5-Hour Energy, energy on the go. For more information and to find a retailer near you, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Daryl, did you see that shot?
Did I? Just cost you $5, Terry.
Worth it.
So, Terry, listen, I've got to ask you something kind of embarrassing.
Sure, what's up, man?
Well, you see, that's the problem. Nothing's up, if you know what I mean. I think I'm suffering from erectile dysfunction.
Dude, you have nothing to worry about. Did you know that more than half the men by the age of 50 suffer from ED? In fact, I suffered for years, and I'm not even 50.
So what did you do?
I made a phone call to the Kansas City Men's Clinic, and in one visit, they found a solution, resolved my ED, and put an end to my performance issues.
That sounds great. How do I get a hold of them? My wife doesn't want me to wait.
Call 816-897-7777 for an appointment. They see everyone, regardless of age, diabetes, high blood pressure, or low T. They can help.
Call the Kansas City Men's Clinic now at 816-897-7777 or at thekansascitymensclinic.com and ask what the revolutionary priapus therapy can do for you. Known to increase sensitivity, stamina, and even size, the Kansas City Men's Clinic, your key to a better life.
That's the thing about being a Royals fan. We wear our loyalty on our sleeve. No matter when, no matter where. Baseball season or not. And we're dang proud of it. So the next time you take your seat at the K, look around. We're all there for the same reason. We're all on the same team. We're always Royal.
Hey, Royal.
Royal fans, George Brett here. There's nothing quite like that opening day at the K, from the first crack of the bat to the taste of that delicious ballpark hot dog. It's the place to be in KC. With select upper and lower level seating options still available, now is the time to secure your spot and help launch the 2019 season as your boys in blue take on the White Sox Thursday, March 28th. Call 1-800-6-ROYALS or head to royals.com/tickets. That's royals.com/tickets.
Ready to save big money on a new car? It's 2018 year-end sale time at Northtown Mitsubishi. Every car on the lot is on sale, like the Mitsubishi Mirage. You can get one today at Northtown for $99.99 plus freight and options. And this baby is brand new. Check out the Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. It starts at just $16.9. Yep, under $17,000. That's plus freight and options, but what a great buy for a crossover. One more? Every new 2018 on Northtown's lot has available 0% financing. Some models up to 72 months. Wow! Your car payment is going to be so low. Got a trade? Bring it and get top dollar. Need a little financing help? Northtown's got you covered. We'll help you get the loan you need. So, what are you waiting for? New cars starting under 10 grand. New crossovers starting under 17 grand. And available 0% financing on every new 2018 on our lot. Head to Northtown Mitsubishi today. Easy to find I-29 and Vivian Road. Ready to save? Northtown's waiting for you. Come on over.
610 Sports Radio, where the Big 12 champion K-State Wildcats play. Get off my bumper. Traffic from Santa Fe Tow Service, the right choice.
Stalled car, busy spots outbound I-35, Shawnee Mission Parkway. That's bunching things up. It'd be slow anyway, but we're pretty solid back past 635. Northbound I-35 slow. Same spot from Shawnee Mission Parkway up to 635. Watch out for a stall downtown westbound I-70 at Admiral. I'm Scott Walgus, 610 Sports Radio. Get off my bumper traffic.
Brisket.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Hamburgers.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Barbecued beef ribs.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves.
Let's go!
Get you later on down the trail.
It is time for Risk It for the Brisket. Your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. Fridays at 8:15. One of us makes a weekend prediction. Then Monday at 8:15, you have to tell us who made the prediction, whether or not they got it right or wrong, and you can win a prize pack from Smokehouse Barbecue, including a $50 gift card and assorted sauces and spices. I'm going to make this weekend's prediction, fellas.
Is it going to be about the Kids' Choice Awards?
It is not.
What a disappointment.
That is our fantasy pick to pop. You want to check that out in the on-demand section, 610sports.com. Another opportunity to win Smokehouse Barbecue. Monday at 6:15 for that one. But the Risk It for the Brisket prediction today, I say both Kansas and Kansas State will be alive on Monday.
You know what? I was going to make the same prediction if it was mine. I mean, we were on the same wavelength on that one because I think it's going to happen. I think Kansas put together the best performance of the tournament yesterday that we've seen in the first 16 games. Kansas by far the most dominating team. And I think K-State's veteran enough with a good enough head coach that they can find a way to get out of this first weekend of the NCAA tournament and advance to the next round. I mean, you're a four seed. You should be playing in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, you would be playing to seed. Certainly, I think whoever, should K-State get out of today, whoever their matchup is in the second game, either Wisconsin or Oregon, I'm high on Oregon because they won their conference tournament. I think it's going to be a tough matchup in the second game. Could also be a grinder, especially if it's with Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I mean, these are styles that could help K-State as well. You have defensive teams that play kind of slower pace. This right in K-State's wheelhouse. So remember, Monday, 8:15, I'm predicting both Kansas and Kansas State will still be alive in the tournament. Now, it doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong. You just have to remember what the prediction was.
Correct.
And you can win the $50 gift card and assorted sauces and spices from Smokehouse Barbecue coming up Monday at 8:15. He's going to get a big bag of money, probably sooner rather than later.
Right.
And now it almost seems to be like foregone conclusion. Every time you see something.
It may happen before the season starts.
Well, the Chiefs are going to be looking at upwards of $30 million. The number keeps, like, changing, but the foregone conclusion is there's a big long-term deal coming for Patrick Mahomes.
I think if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, Josh, it's in your best interest to sign him sooner rather than later, because the last thing you want to do is see some average quarterback get some kind of whacked out contract that's going to pay them all kinds of obscene money, and then Pat Mahomes goes, well, I'll just wait to the offseason to do this. So I think right now, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, I don't want to say time is of the essence because I don't necessarily believe that.
You're about to say time is of the essence.
But what I'm saying is, if I'm Brett Veach, I'm on the phone every day with Lee Steinberg going, all right, let's get this deal done. Let's get this deal done. Let's get this deal done. Because you don't need somebody like, like a Matthew Stafford, and I know he signed, but I'll use him as an example, a perennial 8-8 quarterback that is on an average football team, getting some kind of big-time contract that skews the entire pay scale for quarterbacks in the National Football League. You just don't need that. You don't need a situation where Manny Machado signs and then Nolan Arenado signs and Bryce Harper signs and then Mike Trout signs. Like, you don't want that for Patrick Mahomes if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. You want to get him done. You know you're going to pay him, but you also don't want to go out there and have to pay this guy, you know, $35, $40 million a year, when if you got it done a little bit sooner, you paid him $30 million a year. So I think from a Chiefs perspective, a team perspective, they're probably looking at this and they're going, we would like to sign him. Even though he is under that rookie contract still, get the deal done with Patrick Mahomes. Let's make this thing official, and let's take care of business with our star player and a generational type player.
Max Kellerman of ESPN explaining why he thinks Patrick Mahomes deserves the biggest contract in sports.
The answer is clearly Patrick Mahomes. He's not only the reigning MVP of the most important league at the most important position, going to the AFC Championship game, where if they don't call back that interception by Brady, he's going to the Super Bowl. But he's also the youngest among the great quarterbacks, and he is, like, it'd be one thing if that was the only facts of the matter. He's also the most electrifying performer in sports today. Take any sport. Who's more electrifying than this guy? He's like a young Aaron Rodgers, but maybe even more electric than that. And already, arguably, the best in his sport? There is no one deserving of a bigger contract in team sport, in sports, period, right now, than Patrick Mahomes.
Sounds like Max Kellerman likes him.
The problem is, in sports right now, also involves baseball. So
yeah.
It makes it a little bit more difficult. Maybe he deserves it more, but he ain't getting it.
Well,
history is
proven. You ain't getting that Mike Trout money.
History is proven. You're not getting baseball money.
But Max Kellerman is right, though, guys. Who has more of an impact on their team? Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, or Patrick Mahomes? And on their sport,
yeah,
right?
100%, yeah.
It's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he does deserve to be paid more than Mike Trout. He does deserve to be paid more than Bryce Harper. But that's not the way it works in sports. As we know, baseball gives 12-year contracts, all fully guaranteed. They're going to get their money in baseball. In the NFL, you're going to sign a big contract, but how much of that is really guaranteed? How much of that are you actually going to take home, and how much of that check are you truly going to cash?
I don't really know how to feel about this either, but Max said something that I've told you guys a couple times as well. I think Patrick Mahomes is the most exciting athlete to watch in any sport right now. I mean, across the board, Patrick Mahomes is the most exciting player for you to watch. And you don't have to be in a region, or you don't have to be geographically located by him like you have to do with a baseball player like Mike Trout, because he plays on the West Coast and we're all nestled in bed by the time Mike Trout's out there doing Mike Trout things.
Right.
But
Mike Trout's first at bat, we're kind of fighting to keep our eyes open in the Central Time Zone.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, not normal people, but
no,
the people
I'm
that wake up
here
at like 3:30 in the morning. Yeah, us.
I'm looking at you.
I'm sleepy by then. But
West Coast baseball, though, is how I go to bed. It used to be Vin Scully, but I'll flip on the Angels, the Dodgers, whoever's playing on the West Coast. If I can catch one Mike Trout at bat at night when he's playing in the West Coast, that's a win for me, you know?
I don't know how to feel about that, because now I have Max Kellerman saying the same thing, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to be in the same class with Max.
I was going to say, you're considering the source here?
I mean, I'll take that paycheck.
That's a good source. Max Kellerman's legit. He has to put up with Stephen A. every day.
That's a fair point.
You have to put up with me.
This is also true. Yeah. So I just, I look at Patrick Mahomes, and you're right. Like, he's not going to get Mike Trout money. But per year, when we break it down, like, there is no question that Patrick Mahomes is on the verge of being the highest paid NFL player ever.
He's a transcendent player, man. Like, everybody knows Patrick Mahomes. You don't have to be a football fan to know who Patrick Mahomes is. My girl's 8 and 9 years old. I mean, it reminds me of Haas and Moose Days, okay? Where's Patrick? Where's Patrick? Like, he really touches everybody, whether you're an old person, whether you're, in the wheelhouse of an NFL fan, or whether you're a kid. Patrick Mahomes is having that effect on you, and we talked about it months ago about how some guy just crashed. We talked about it as the Mahomes effect, and Mahomes does truly have an effect on every single person around. Even if you're not a diehard sports fan, you know who this guy is and what he brings to the table.
I just think, like, right now, too, is in terms of – and, man, I'm really shining Mahomes right now. But, like, in terms of marketability –
I don't think you are, though, Ryan. I don't think you are, because I think he does it to himself to a level that no matter what we say about him, there's people out there that could say more.
I just in terms of marketability, and look, we just saw him become the only NFL player, the only football player to ever sign a deal with Oakley. And Oakley's been making visors for football helmets for a decade,
forever,
right? So, like, I mean, the fact that they've never had an NFL player on their roster of endorsees,
right,
or endorsers, I guess, that says something about who Patrick Mahomes is.
It does.
Like, we made the comment a long time ago about the fact that, like, Patrick Mahomes just looks like a big child. Like, he looks like he's fun to be around, and he's yep. somebody that you just want to be associated with him in some way, shape, or form. And we're seeing that throughout advertising now. And I think Lee Steinberg is playing it really well, because he wants to, for lack of a better way of saying, he wants to do it right.
Yeah.
And he wants Mahomes to be a guy who's in Kansas City and is beloved by the city for years. Look, quarterbacks of his caliber don't get away from you,
no.
right? Like there's, I can't foresee any way that he's not a Chief for life. But is he going to be endeared to the city this way? And I think that's what Lee Steinberg's really doing a great job of playing.
He's following the 2014-2015 Royals playbook to a T. And you know, the Royals won a World Series and made another, but they also endeared themselves to the community. Patrick Mahomes is following that playbook to a T.
Hear a lot of wooing going on. I think we're on to the final heats of the Raytona 500.
Yeah, Fat Mahomes is in it. Is Candy Reid out there?
I don't
probably
see Candy
be
Reed
declaring a winner
oh,
shortly.
Oh, he's right behind us
at
here.
Extreme Grand Prix in Raytown. We've had a lot of fun today. You can still come out and get yourself $6.10 future races. Just by showing up, you don't have to be taking part in the race, but you can get discounted races here at Extreme Grand Prix in Raytown just for coming out today during our show.
We don't have the equipment to, like, get in one of these cars and race while we're on the air.
No, probably not. No.
We don't have the ability
to
do that.
We left that equipment back.
We don't have that waiver either. Yeah. Big story is coming up, and it hasn't been said, but it seems it's happening. We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning.
Whole bunch to get to before 9 o'clock. We are live at Extreme Grand Prix in Raytown. The Raytona 500 is continuing. We will crown our champion in the 9 o'clock hour. Commercial-free half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. Go to Twitter at 610 Sports KC and vote in today's daily bracket. It's the bracket of cheese. We're down to four. Mozzarella against string, the 3 versus 7 matchup.
That's a good matchup.
Which is the exact same thing.
And the American versus cheddar, 1 versus 4.
Mm-hmm.
And voting is underway at 610 Sports KC. We'll reveal that coming up in about 10 minutes.
American cheese really putting forward a terrible effort for a one seed.
Well, not all precincts have reported. You can still vote. We'll have about 10 minutes away from revealing the results of that. Hey, you want to check out Show and Vern as well? Tuesday, they're going to give away opening day tickets to the Royals every 15 minutes next Tuesday.
Nice.
10:15, 10:30, 10:45, 11, 11:15, et cetera, et cetera. 10 to 2 on a Tuesday, Show and Burn, opening day tickets every 15 minutes.
Can I win?
Pretty cool.
No.
You cannot.
Wow.
Time for the big story.
Everyone, I'm sorry for the delay, but the big moment has finally come.
It's the big story.
This may be the biggest thing that's ever happened.
If it's what you're talking about, it's what we're talking about.
My God, are you still talking?
Brought to you by Spring Venture Group on Fesco in the Morning.
Big story. Tyreek Hill. What's going to happen? We still don't know in terms of a legal perspective.
I'm surprised nothing's resolved itself. You know, we're a week out now, Josh. I thought by Tuesday or Wednesday we would have known one way or the other what was going to happen
with
Tyreek Hill.
Could this be the old Friday afternoon?
Could be. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Friday afternoon news dump, as
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, during the NCAA tournament type deal.
But
this isn't on the Chiefs.
Correct.
This is on Johnson County. Like, they're the ones handling this thing, right? It's not the Kansas City
District
Chiefs doing
office,
an afternoon news dump. Just like it wasn't last Friday, it wasn't the Chiefs. Chiefs with the afternoon news dump. But you could see Johnson County doing something like that. Everybody kind of, you know, caught up with the NCAA tournament, and then it's a Friday afternoon, and then you miss the kind of the news cycle like that. And so as you're the Johnson County, you know, prosecutor, whoever, you don't have to deal with the questions until Monday. You get the weekend to kind of make your way through.
Love an afternoon dump.
So there's definite, like, portions of this. There's obviously that factors in Tyreek Hill. The coming out of his rookie contract factors into Tyreek Hill. There were reports, of course, as we were heading towards the offseason, that he was in line to maybe become the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL.
I think that was being floated by the agent.
And you had been kind of pumping the brakes and saying, hey, from a Chiefs perspective, that might not be the case. They're two separate instances that have kind of come together now. But yesterday in The Athletic, Jay Glazer of Fox Sports and The Athletic was answering questions from readers. And a Chiefs fan said, hey, what do you think is going to happen with Tyreek Hill? Said, you know, we don't know anything on the legal side at this point in time. But he had been hearing rumblings that the Chiefs at the start of free agency, or around the time of free agency, were actually considering trade options for Tyreek Hill. Again, separate from anything that happened off the field, that they were considering Tyreek Hill possibly in a trade.
I don't think the Chiefs as an organization are in love with Tyreek Hill like some of the fans may be in love with Tyreek Hill. And I say that because I believe that all of that talk about an extension and a life-changing, life-altering type of contract and making him the highest-paid wide receiver, I think most of that, guys, was coming from the agents' camp. I don't think a lot of that, or any of that for that matter, was coming from the Chiefs as an organization. And I said last Friday on this show, I said, pump your brakes a little bit about Tyreek Hill getting this contract, because I just don't think he's necessarily one of their priorities right now. I think the priority is their quarterback. I think their second priority is Chris Jones. And I don't know.
You're getting worse at that, by the way.
Purposefully. And I don't think that Tyreek
Hill.
It's
hard to sustain.
That's true.
That is true. That's a good point, Josh. Maybe we should take that pill.
Ask Bill Self and the Jayhawks.
Yeah. I just don't think that Tyreek Hill was a priority for the Chiefs like he may have been a priority for the fans. And that's why I said it last Friday. Like, I don't know about that. And this was before the stuff came out with Tyreek Hill. I just get a sense and a feeling from folks that I've talked to that, I don't know that we're going to give him that long-term contract. They're not.
And I don't know if it's necessarily, as you say, the Chiefs don't love him as much as the fans love him. I just don't think the Chiefs love any offensive player right now other than Patrick Mahomes, because they understand that Mahomes could make, this is probably a big reach, but he could make a Derek Jeter into a guy who could be a serviceable player.
Well,
could make DeMarcus Robinson a guy who is a good NFL wide receiver. So, like, I just don't think that they feel the need to have to go out and pay any offensive player outside of maybe offensive linemen. Like, we saw it with the running back position. I think that's what you have to get used to as a Chiefs fan now, especially if Patrick Mahomes is going to be here for the remainder of his career.
Look, I'm going to talk till I'm blue in the face about this, and if people want to believe and listen, that's great. If they don't, that's on them as well. But I'm going to sit here and I'm going to say this over and over and over again. They've got the mindset of the New England Patriots. They believe that they've got their guy. They believe that Patrick Mahomes is their Tom Brady, and they can surround him with guys that he will make them better, which is what Tom Brady has been doing for the last 20 years with the New England Patriots. And so that, from my standpoint, where I sit on this one, that's the mindset that I know that the Kansas City Chiefs are in. They believe, because if they didn't believe that, they would consider paying Tyreek Hill. They don't want to pay the fastest wide receiver in the NFL because they've got the quarterback that they believe in. And if they're not willing to pay Tyreek Hill money, what wide receiver, running back, or tight end are they willing to pay money to?
I think you're just really going to have to get used to seeing guys elevate their game to a level where, like, you look around the NFL and there's 31 other NFL teams that go, I would love to have a guy like Tyreek Hill on my team, at least from a production standpoint.
Right.
I'd like to have a guy like Tyreek Hill on my team. I think as Chiefs fans, we're going to have to get used to seeing players that get to a level and we strike while the iron's hot and say, here is Tyreek Hill. Right now, I don't know if his value gets any higher, and we're going to try to either move away from him and get some draft capital for it, or we're just not going to pay him that record-breaking deal because we got Patrick Mahomes.
Look, again, I think, and it's hard
until the legal stuff gets settled one way or another. He might not be worth anything.
He may not be worth anything on the open market. You're absolutely right about that. But again, I think we still need to continue to evolve as a fan base and understand that we've got something at quarterback that is a game changer, that is a generational, maybe a two-generational type of athlete that they firmly believe in and that they believe that they can give him good players. They don't have to invest into great players because the quarterback is going to make them better. And that's what a quarterback is supposed to do. And we've got the guy that is able to do that. We can't sit here and stress about guys we don't have. We can't sit here and stress about guys we let go, because at the end of the day, the Kansas City Chiefs wouldn't be letting players go if they truly believed that they could be out there every single day helping this organization get better.
Pro Football Talk discussed the issue yesterday with Mike Florio and the possibility of a Tyreek Hill trade.
You look at what some of these receivers are making, mm-hmm. and Chris and I are big fans of what Tyreek Hill can do. I think he's the most dangerous non-quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, right.
He may want $20 million a year.
Right.
And they may look at $20 million a year for Tyreek Hill, $30 million plus a year for Patrick Mahomes. We just can't do it. We're going to trust that Mahomes will be Mahomes even without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
And if we can get a huge haul in return for him, then let's do it. And look, they traded Marcus Peters last year, and that surprised everybody. So I think Andy Reid has a keen sense of when the time has come to move on from someone, and it sounds like he was reaching that point.
So we'll see. We'll see where this one ends up. Certainly, Brett Veach has been no stranger to being aggressive, right or wrong, if you believe in what he's done. This has been quite an offseason
that. I love the confidence of Brett Veach so far, as being like the guy who sees what he wants and goes out and grabs it. Now, whether or not like Breland Speaks pans out and makes him look smart, or if we all sit back on it 3 years ago, boy, that Breland Speaks trade up was pretty dumb move. Like, I appreciate the aggressive nature. Like, if you don't believe in yourself, why would anybody else do it?
Yeah.
Like, it sounds cheesy, but it's true.
Well, Brett Veach has got confidence, man. I'll tell you that. Whether his confidence is right or whether his confidence is wrong, he's got confidence.
You seen
his
suit game? His suit game is strong. That's where he gets that confidence.
He's got conviction, and he gives zero Fs, man. And you appreciate a guy in their job who gives zero Fs and says, this is the way we're going to do it, and I believe in what I'm doing. And that's where Brett Veach is with the Chiefs.
Man rocks a double Windsor. That's a level of confidence I do not have.
There's a big story brought to you by Spring Venture Group, a company who's reimagining the relationship between sales, data, and technology. Find out more at springventuregroup.com. I don't know if this was kind of a passing comment. It hasn't been outwardly said, but I felt a little sad yesterday. It was a story on CBSSports.com, Jason Lock at 4, about the quarterbacks in
you
the
mean
draft.
Biscuit Chin?
That guy. But quarterbacks in the draft. And, of course, everybody has their pro day, and everybody falls in love with the quarterback, right? But
I've never seen that.
Every time Kyler Murray's pro day was great, everybody loves him.
Of course, everybody wants to trade out of that number one pick, so they're going to hype up everybody.
Right,
Tyler Bray has a job.
Dwayne Haskins
not anymore.
He's with the Bears.
Dwayne Haskins had a great pro day. Now he's
in Chicago.
He's valued around the NFL. Everybody's going to be climbing over themselves allegedly to do it.
Right.
One team, though, that Lockefora points out could be Washington, okay? The Redskins. And here's what he writes. Redskins owner Dan Snyder has made such blockbuster moves before, RG3 anyone, and his quarterback situation is arguably the most bleak in the entire league, with Case Keenum and Colt McCoy being rented for a year, and with Alex Smith unlikely ever to play again, but due $54 million in guarantees.
Do you consider the Redskins even part of the NFL anymore? I'm being serious about that. Like, would you even think of the Washington Redskins anymore when you think about football? Like, they are such a non-team, in my opinion. Like, they're useless.
Well,
they're like a zit.
You're an NFC East fan. But the question
says
is,
the Giants
I
fan
think,
who has to watch them twice a year.
I think
they're always 8-8.
We've all believed, coming out of the news about Alex Smith, that this could be it. It's not been said, though, yet. And then just to have him say unlikely to ever play again, I'm like, oh, damn, I feel for that guy.
I mean, when I read it, like, I wasn't shocked in the least by the comments. But again, my first reaction to it obviously is, man, that sucks. Like, I would hate to have to go out like that. If you're going to go out, you really want to go out on your own accord, right? Like, I want to do it my way. I want to be able to ride off into the sunset and have a cool video and all that. Like, it doesn't appear as though Alex Smith is going to have that choice. Like, he's just not going to. And so I feel bad if it's true. If it is true. And look. If you, Clay, you've not still not watched the video.
I have
of
not.
His injury.
I have not.
Have you seen it? The halos around the dude's leg?
That's what I'm saying.
I saw the leg when he showed up at that basketball game or whatever it was, and saw the contraption was on his leg, and thought, oof.
Now I know. Like last night, I saw a bunch of Chiefs fans talking about it. It was much buzz on the interwebs, but a lot of Chiefs fans were talking about possibly bringing him back as a coach. Oh, we should bring back Alex Smith. He taught Patrick Mahomes so much.
Why would Alex Smith want to take the time to coach when he's got all the money in the bank?
Can
now?
We please go back and reaffirm this belief that modern day players are not going to go back
They're
and coach?
Not.
They make too much damn money.
I've talked to too many guys in sports in both baseball and the NFL and go, we're losing possible coaches because we pay these guys too much money. They're not going to come back and put in those hours to make extremely less money than they made to be a 25th man on. Like the 25th man on the roster is making millions of dollars in baseball. He's not going to go be a third base coach to make 60 grand a year and tell somebody to bunt by picking his nose.
The paragraph ended in who is due $54 million in guarantees. Alex Smith, he's got $54 million coming to him. I don't know where you're from, but where I'm from, that equals like white boat shoes and some nice golf slacks. Like get
that equals you'll never hear from me again.
Exactly. Get your ass on a golf course, Alex. You don't need to be coaching Patrick Mahomes to do this. And it's a novel idea, and I'm not knocking anybody for having
that idea.
Maybe
you bring him in as a guest coach once a year or something.
I look at players and I'm like, who in their right mind, after making $54 million on top of what he's already made in his career, would go, you know what I want to do? I want to go grind it out being a quarterback's coach.
You know what I want to do? I want to put in 18 hours a day of sitting in a facility with other coaches who are trying to hide from their wives. That's exactly what I want.
It's like,
no.
It's like being the CEO of a company, getting to retirement, and being like, you know what? I'm going to go be a Walmart greeter.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, no. Why? Why are you going to do that?
But enjoy retirement, Alex.
I mean, yeah.
Sorry it happened that way.
Go out there and retire. And you made this comment last night, which I think is really good, Ryan. You said props to Alex for being the James Shields of the Chiefs. And I think you're right about that, but it got me to think another step forward. James Shields and Alex Smith are the two most important athletes in Kansas City since 2010. I mean, when you think about it, James Shields changed the culture of the Kansas City Royals, and Alex Smith basically developed Patrick Mahomes. And the only reason I'm saying that is because every time Patrick Mahomes and his dad speak, and Andy Reid speaks, they talk about the impact that Alex Smith had on him, and that's why he's able to do what he's able to do. Where are these two organizations without James Shields and without Alex Smith? They may not be guys that won championships and guys that are going to go in the Ring of Honor, but from the impact that they had, they're two of the most important athletes we've ever seen and the two most important athletes since 2010, because without them, we aren't here where we are right now with both of our franchises.
That is the
table
crazy
setters.
Part. The crazy part is that, like, you know, eventually, I believe Patrick Mahomes is going to get a Super Bowl in Kansas City.
Sure.
I think we all are at least there,
right?
One foot in the water, right?
Right.
It's just wild to me to think, like, neither of these guys will have been on the roster when you won your championship.
Right.
Like, all they did was set the table.
Yeah.
They weren't here when you got to the light at the end of the tunnel.
I mean, Danny Duffy still goes back today, like this spring training, and talks about the important, you know, impact that James Shields had on him. And how James Shields basically, you know, changed his thinking and the way that he approaches things. And the Royals as an organization talk about James Shields bringing them to the next level and teaching them how to win and all the celebrations that went on. So, like, these guys, man, their careers you won't look at and go, boy, they were awesome. But their impact, you just can't measure. You just can't measure
the impact.
What's the old
adage? That doesn't show up in the stat sheet?
Yeah, it doesn't, right?
And you can't put a dollar amount on that either.
No.
That's really unfortunate.
Voting is complete this hour for our daily bracket. Today's daily bracket on Fesco in the Morning. Cheeses.
Yep.
Cheeses were today's bracket. After yesterday, we kicked it off. We're doing a bracket each and every day during the tourney. Yesterday was great NCAA tournament moments for our local teams. Mm-hmm. Today it's cheeses.
That's right.
And we're on now to the finals. Second round voting is complete. It will be the third seed, mozzarella.
Mm-hmm.
Beating seventh seed String, mm-hmm. 78-22.
So basically, mozzarella beat up its kid.
Correct.
Okay.
But it's formed together, and then I know. And then we have an upset. Top seed American down. Cheddar, the four seed.
I told you.
Moving
Cheddar
on.
Beat American?
72-28.
American cheese isn't
blew
even cheese.
Out.
It's like food product.
It's substance.
So our final will be
cheese-like substance.
The three seed mozzarella against the four seed cheddar. Go to @610SportsKC on Twitter to vote over the next hour. And we will finish off our cheese bracket, mozzarella versus Cheddar.
I know you're all are anxiously waiting that.
And coming up at 9 o'clock, one of the top new local artists is going to be performing live here at the Raytona 500 for us, TK. He's performing tonight over at Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's, and he's going to give us a little preview coming up at 9 o'clock, so you want to be stay tuned for that at 9 o'clock here on 610 Sports Radio.
All right, it happened. Fox Sports West last night. Kings hockey.
Yep.
Ron Burgundy was on the call.
Apparently someone found a corn dog in Joe Thornton's beard during the intermission break.
That's not all they found.
There's a lot of old remnants of food in Joe Thornton's beard. San Jose working it around, taking a few shots. But what a, oh, pad save! And cleared by the Kings. Take that, San Jose. Zero Stanley Cups. Zero Stanley Cups for the San Jose Sharks. They wouldn't even know what the Stanley Cup looked like if it fell on their head. Kopitar, now with the puck, skating through center ice, drops it off. Shot on goal.
You're not bad at this run, I gotta say.
You know what? I feel very relaxed.
Like riding a bike, right?
Yeah. It's like riding a bike.
Did it before?
Well, you guys know.
Ron Burgundy. Wasn't just a short spell, he was on the entire game.
Yeah, good for him. I like it.
He was on the entire game?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Man, got to have him on there, right? Might as well.
That's good stuff.
Do you think Will Ferrell thinks he's really Ron Burgundy? Like, does he go, I'm Ron Burgundy?
I think if you have to get in character, yeah.
Yeah, but like he walks around.
I think for probably several days as Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of like, you know, he just became, like, he's no longer Will Ferrell is what I'm getting
correct.
At. Like, yeah.
Yes, he morphs into it.
Yeah, he's just completely turned into Ron Burgundy.
Yes.
All right, I like it.
And you've advocated something that Royals should do.
Well, I think they should have Cam from Modern Family with Brian Fantana from Anchorman.
I told you were wrong.
You said
Jim Brockmire.
Brockmire
is the only answer. He doesn't even need a color guy. He doesn't.
Now, Brockmire could do it by himself.
All alone.
And I think, you know what? I'm kind of on board with that as long as Cam can be like the Joel Goldberg.
That's
be
fine.
Down there on
That's
the sidelines in the dugout.
That's
I don't know if Fox Sports Kansas City has a dump button.
No.
Or a delay. That's my only fear with Brockmire. It could.
That is true.
I'm rooting for that.
Well, maybe so.
Yeah,
maybe
well,
so.
Yeah, well, yeah. Come on,
the hell else do you think I wanted him in the booth?
All right. So the NCAA tournament, of course, is underway. It breeds fun in basketball, but it also breeds the question of who's making all the money here,
right?
Robert Klemko tweeted out, covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated, and there's a tie-in that involves kind of college and then what's happening on the professional level. He has a quote from an NFL exec, Fesco, want you to hear.
Just a random quote, too, which is great.
Was talking to an NFL exec for another story, and he went off on a tremendous rant on college football and amateurism that I have to share. Quote, this whole thing stinks. There's so much money at the college level, and if the good guys aren't going to pay you, then the bad guys are. The college coaches are always honest about their kids leaving early, and I tell them, until you start paying them, they're leaving. You have these huge TV contracts, and you can pay 10 coaches on the staff $1 million, but you can't pay the players? It doesn't make sense. It's garbage, and everybody knows it's garbage. The NCAA, they're all crooks. It's extortion of these players because they're all beat up. In April, I see 350 physicals and listen to all the injuries, and it's just brutal. They're 22-year-olds, and we can't draft them, or we knock them down our board, and the doctor says we might be able to get one contract out of him. They're never more marketable than the 4 years they're in college. Their stadiums are bigger than ours. Everyone is paid $100 to get in, $50 to park, and the conference has a TV contract, and there's national TV, and the players don't get a dime? How in the world is this legal? If you or I were real talented at singing or playing a guitar or rap, we could go make a bunch of money. It's not like we can go to some music school and let them reap millions off of us first. We can go off on our own. These kids don't have the option. You know, throw in the fact that the average NFL career is 3 years, and it's just a travesty.
I'm on board. I don't know who that guy is.
I was like,
that's my guy.
Damn mic.
That's my guy right
there. I wanted to hear the actual audio of the guy because he was probably.
Oh, I would have given great money to hear that audio.
Probably screaming at the end of that. But
he's right about that. I mean, like, if anybody else tried this in any walk of life, they would be put in jail, Josh. You hear about child labor laws all the time, right? I mean, if anybody tried this type of employment, they would be jailed. college tuition doesn't cover it anymore. Nobody's buying into, oh, well, they're getting their education paid for. No, they're there, and they're basically free labor for these coaches who are cashing these million, $2 million, $4 million, $10 million checks on the backs of these kids. And all of this is coming to light now because the NCAA really opened a can of worms with this asinine commercial that they're running about the day in the life of a college athlete that has all former college athletes in every sport pissed off going, that's not what a college athlete does every day. So everybody's kind of on edge as it is right now. And then this guy says this, the NCAA system has the toothpaste so far out of the tube, that's why I've been advocating, blow it all up, shut it all down, and start over from scratch and figure out a way to give folks money. And I'll tell you what, the thing that the NCAA is hiding behind ultimately, guys, is Title IX. I've got two daughters that play sports and participate in that kind of stuff, but these guys are hiding behind this Title IX thing going, well, if we have to pay football players and we have to pay softball players. Well, you know what? You pay people in life.
Figure it out.
You pay people in life based on what they're worth and what they bring in for your business and how they do their job. Football player, men's basketball, and women's basketball players are the three biggest revenue generators when it comes to sports. They should get more. They generate more revenue. Have the baseball team go out and sell tickets with the softball team and get people to come to their events.
This is absolutely one of those instances, too, where I don't understand the apprehension from the general public to want to do something. Like when we see on the text, like, oh, scholarships and room and board and what does it matter to you? This is a billion-dollar industry that's generated on the sweat and on the backs of these athletes.
Yep.
And then we're going to sit back and go, well, I don't think they should get paid for it. Like, number one, who are you to make that assessment? Number two, why do you care if the rich get richer and the poor student athlete doesn't thrive? Like, it should be to the counter. It's just counterintuitive.
Yeah, it really is. It's like opposite of what we've done in America for years.
Today in history.
Gentlemen. I'm here to help you with your history report.
Sure. Sounds important.
Do you know what today is?
History! What's today? October?
That's not right. It's March 22nd of 2019. And a lot of very important things happened on one March 22nd. Did you know that on this day in 1903, Niagara Falls ran out of water because of a drought?
I'm sorry, what?
That's right, you heard me. Niagara Falls ran out of water on this day in 1903.
How did they get it back?
I think it rained.
Oh,
is how that happened. On this day in 1989, Pete Rozelle announced his retirement as the NFL commissioner after 29 years.
He was a good man, man. That guy is the reason why the NFL is what it is today, had the foresight to pool all the television money, and that's maybe the best thing that ever happened in sports.
I don't think he got booed every draft either.
No, I don't know.
Did they televise the drafts at that point?
Yes, they did. Okay. It was in the hotel room in New York. It was, like, bizarre. Go back and look at some of
like
those old
videos.
There's,
like, seven people you wouldn't be able to hear when they were booing. A little bit of American history for you. On this day in 1765, the Stamp Act was passed.
Of course.
It was the first direct British tax on American colonies. And it got us really fired up against those redcoats.
You know when it started? No taxation without representation.
Oh, is that what they said?
Right. Which we're still chanting today.
Interesting. On this day in 1933, FDR made wine and beer up to 3.2% alcohol legal. Thanks for that.
Wait, say that again?
FDR on this day in 1933 made beer and wine up to 3.2% legal.
So this was the day Prohibition was
on the
repealed.
Tail end of Prohibition. Like, apparently they were just offering crappy beer. So it was like Kansas beer,
right.
Essentially.
Yeah, well, which is going away April 1st. So,
April 1st, real
interesting.
Beer.
Interesting. And on this day in 1994, the NFL adopted the two-point conversion. 1994.
Still, it feels like it was just yesterday they adopted
that,
right?
We still can't figure out the chart when it's right to do it.
Do we do it here or not?
Pretty good. It's pretty good. Happy 88th birthday to William Shatner. 88.
Wow, how
damn,
about that?
Bill. Reese Witherspoon is 42 today, and chairman of the World Anti-Doping Agency, Dick Pound, is 77.
Love me some Dick Pound.
Happy birthday, Dick. All of that happening on this day in history.
You know, the pound cake is actually named for Dick Pound.
Commercial-free half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Don't believe that pound cake thing.
I'm blowing right through the pound cake.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yes, yes.
As you were.
Yes.
You know why it's called pound cake, right?
I don't care. The screeching you hear in the background. We're to the final stages of the Raytona 500. We're going to crown a champion of the first Raytona 500 and that fantastic trophy coming up in just a bit. Also, voting underway at 610 Sports KC for the cheese bracket. It's mozzarella against cheddar.
That's right.
In a highly anticipated final round. We'll discuss that and more. We come back, Extreme Grand Prix in Raytown, the Raytona 500, right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Fesco in the morning.
Thank you.